Killarney Charity, which provides education for children living in a Kenyan slum, is celebrating its 20th year in existence. The Kenya Education Project, which is operated in Fossa, has sponsored the education of hundreds of children living in Mbulbul. With a population of around 8,000, the slum is located some 25 kilometres northwest of Nairobi. Amy Nirida of Radio Kerry visited the slum with the charity's founder.
Young children in the slum village of Mbulbul have just finished their school day and they're entertaining themselves on the streets outside Edmund Rice Catholic Education Centre.
Worship and love because they're wonderful and you make us sing a song.
Outside one of the homes we visit in the slum, 14-year-old Terry is selling fried potatoes to her neighbours. Up until now, the Kerry-based Kenya Education Project has been supporting her education through sponsorship. Inside the house is the teenager's six-week-old baby Anastasia and Anastasia's grandmother, Celine.
This time, I don't have money to do for the rent.
How much is your rent?
2,000 per month. The owner, she want money.
And where is the father?
Father? He ran away. He ran away. The baby was in the mini stomach. He ran away. It was 6 months. He ran away.
And tell me about you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm sick. I got blood tumor.
A brain tumor.
Blood tumor. Diabetes. There's a drama. Money for buy
medication. So you have a brain tumor and you are diabetic and you're HIV positive.
Three.
How are you feeling?
Hey, mad. If I don't have medicine, I feel bad.
With diabetes, a brain tumour and being HIV positive, Celine's medical bills and rent in her windowless hut with no access to running water amount to the equivalent of €22 a month. For those who have a day job, the average wage is about €2 a day. The Kenya Education Project has been providing support for the most needy families living in these dire conditions. Here's Eddie Sheehy, the founder of the charity.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
How are you doing?
It started out as a result of a visit to Kenya that I made in 2003 with a group from Kerry. And I was helping out in this local primary school. The school had very few facilities and very few resources. And so when I came home after that first trip, I was thinking that how could we help in some meaningful way. The following year I went back out and had got some money from friends and clothes and playing gear and sports equipment, and I donated that to the school for both the primary and the new secondary school. The secondary school started with 100 kids. Very soon the school realised it was struggling for funds because it was private and it was not funded by the government. And it was at that stage that the principal decided to ask people who came to visit to sponsor students. So a number of students were profiled and I was given a list of, in those early years, I came home with a list of students and I tried to tell my friends and family about the background of the students, and that started the sponsorship. And in the first year, maybe first couple of years, we were probably sponsored about maybe 10 or 12. And between the primary and the secondary school now, we are sponsoring this year 82 students. I just paid the money this morning. We've paid nearly €9,000 so far to see 82 students stay in school for this year.
So people can sponsor children through the charity?
Yes, the sponsorship of a student in the primary school is maybe €130 a year, and for secondary it's more over between 200 and 300 at this stage. Like everything else in this world, it's going up in price every year.
Every year, Eddie, along with the St. Vincent de Paul workers on the ground here in Nairobi, visit the homes of those the charity is supporting, usually armed with some essential supplies.
So here, Eddie has brought you some things. Lawrence, this is for you. Look. Baraka, what do you say?
Thank you.
You say thank you. Telling Eddie thank you. Or you can just put it just on.
Regina Caltoni is one of the SVP workers who connects the education project with families living in the slum.
We visit the sick and the elderly and the disadvantaged in the society, and especially orphans, widows and widowers. And the Kenyan program, it helps us to sponsor the children from the needy families, helps us also to buy food for these families. Yes, and we do this through the home visits. Like now we are walking to one of those homes.
What kind of families do you deal with every day?
Most of them, they are idle because there are no jobs around. And some of them, they do casual jobs where they get very little pay, which is unable to sustain them and also to meet their basic needs.
And some of the children are orphans, or they're very young mothers?
Yes, we have young mothers. We also have orphans. And also we have young mothers who have children that they cannot raise or even pay school fees for. Some were raped. That's how they ended up being young mothers. And some it's because of lack of mentorship from their families, and also poverty, which led them to start early, like premarital sex, because of, as they try to look for survival, they ended up being mothers. The youngest is 14. She did her class 8 last year, and she was doing even the exam when she was expectant. And now she's a mom, and she's still it's a very desperate case because she doesn't know what to do with the baby because she can't raise it.
Just a few minutes walk away from the centre of the slum is where the feeding programme is based.
It operates from Monday to Friday. So from maybe 3:30 onwards, the primary school children who are in need in the village, they come for a meal. And then there's children from the secondary school who are targeted as well, who need a hot meal, come as well. And we'll see in a few minutes the facilities. It's needy children from the village who are targeted by voluntary organisations such as the Vincent de Paul, and knowing the families, they suggest to the parish that the children would be deserving of a meal during the week.
And for most of these children, is this their only guaranteed meal of the day?
It varies. For many it would be, yes, and for others it may not be so. But if the young child gets a hot meal, it means then when that child goes home, the parents aren't under pressure to feed that child again, and maybe other children in the family will get a meal also instead.
A newly stocked kitchen is precariously located between a disco bar and some newly built mud huts. There's corrugated tin roofing skewed around the cramped area where the children eat. 15-year-old Brian comes for his dinner at the end of every school day.
I came because in this day I saw that they help people like us, and they are feeding us well. So I came because maybe sometimes at home there's no food, so I just started coming because they help us.
How many people do you have at home?
Eight.
Yeah.
My sibling. Eight.
That's a lot of people to try and feed.
Yeah. I'm subtracted from their lunch, maybe. I always come here and leave my siblings there. So she always get enough time to feed the others.
I understand. So because you're fed, she doesn't have to worry about you?
Yes, she doesn't have to worry about me. Because I'm safe here. And I'm happy.
The feeding program costs €9,000 a year to operate, but the project has helped provide full-time employment to two cooks. On this day, Rose is serving the food.
Yeah, in this group, we have 63 children. On Monday, we cook rice, beans, and potatoes. Tuesday, ugali, cabbage, or beans. On Wednesday, beans, maize, and potatoes. On Thursday, ugali, maharagwe. Maharagwe, it's beans and cabbage.
Finishing up with the tour around Mbulbul, I ask Eddie Sheehy how he separates the realities of a life filled with constant poverty and his own relatively comfortable life at home in Killarney.
It's like two worlds in one, really. When you come here, we're transported to a different type of life completely, and with all its challenges and with all its difficulties, and we fly back to Europe and to Ireland, and we realise we don't have any problems really by comparison. We have lots of support from the state and from those of us lucky enough to work and so on. We are fortunate, and whereas here the government provides very little support for families or for old people, and it's an immense challenge. And even in the last few hours, I noticed I went to the shop to buy some maize flour to distribute on our walk today, and the price of 2 kilos of maize flour has increased from 89 shillings to 180 shillings, and that's 80 cent to 1 euro 85 pence. So the cost of basic foodstuffs has gone really through the roof here, so that's a huge challenge.
Mango.
Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, you are excellent, you are my Father. Worship you, Lord, because you are wonderful, and you make us sing our songs.
And that was Eddie Sheehy, the founder of the Kenya Education Project, ending that remarkable report by Amy Nirida. We're very grateful to her for compiling it and sending it in to us. And if you're interested in finding out more about the charity, you can visit the Kenya Education Project Facebook page.